This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Pay attention now. This is the classroom of the year when it comes to News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you to the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the first full week of January 2022. Our first visit of the esteemed host and mentor of the Talk Radio Countdown, the man who originated coverage of News Talk Radio in print and online, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Like, that was the big buildup. That's it for the year. You've had your buildup. Yep, you're all set.
Yeah, that'll get me all the way maybe to Valentine's Day, that little Valentine of yours.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy New Year to you. I missed last week's show and felt badly about it, but here we are, and it's a new year, and everything is good again.
Is it? I guess that's a matter of reflection. I'm not sure looking at this list that things are so great, but maybe we can put a good spin on some of this stuff. So help yourself to the story list. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, number 10, the Maxwell case.
Ghislaine, you know how to pronounce your first name? Her name.
Ghislaine.
Ghislaine. Okay.
Ghislaine.
Good. Yeah.
And some say Ghislaine, but it's Ghislaine. Ghislaine Maxwell, and that's tied with a related case, Prince Andrew's scandal.
What a scumbag. What's this guy? It's not, right. The blood may be blue, but I think there's probably some pink and orange in it as well.
Ooh. At number 9, social media and free speech. At number 8, U.S. relations with China and Russia. At number 7, crime and violence. At number 6, voting legislation tied with race relations. The two are tied together more than just in how much they're talked about. They're connected. At number 5, the winter weather, and that is tied with climate change. At number 4, the 2022 midterm election. Now, that's going to be on our survey for a long time. It's now 2022. It's no longer over the horizon. It's coming at us like a freight train. And that's tied with Donald Trump's role in the GOP. At number 3, we have the economy, inflation, supply chain, labor shortage, all those issues. Number 2... Well, it happened this week, the anniversary of January 6th, 1-6 as it's now called. We have our 9-11 and we have our 1-6. Maybe that's the way we'll start labeling negative dates. And it's the anniversary of it and the investigation of it. 1 year later, a whole year has gone by. What a year this has been.
Huh?
And number 1, we have COVID-19, the Omicron surge, vaccines, boosters, and politics connected to it. And it's been a hell of a week.
By God.
People. I realize there was a pause, and there's nothing worse on radio than dead air. We committed a sin. At number 10, speaking of sinners, Prince Andrew at number 10, Ghislaine Maxwell at 9, Xi Jinping at 8, Vladimir Putin at 7, Ron DeSantis at 6, number 5, Sean Hannity. Mike Pence back on the survey at 4, Mark Meadows at 3, Donald Trump at 2, Joe Biden at 1, and that's kind of a snapshot. There's a lot of people being talked about beyond that and a lot of complicated connecting issues, but that's the best we can do to bring it into some type of a snapshot and a summary.
Well, okay, let's talk about complicated connective issues. Number 5, Sean Hannity on the people list. And the what the relevancy is of his connection to January 6th, I've probably seen the same thing everybody else has seen in the trade, especially in Talkers Magazine. So what do you read into this? What's between the lines with Hannity, or is there? Is it just as
there's
it
nothing
seems?
Between the lines? It's all out there. Hannity has been close with the president. Hannity has a direct line to the president. Hannity told the president through texts that are, you know, public record now.
Yeah.
Hey, go easy. He offered sobering advice when the insurrection or riot or whatever the hell you want to call it was happening, and Whether the president heeded him or not is not the issue. The fact is he had a voice in it. And then Hannity is accused of not taking that same stance on the air.
Did Trump take a shot at Hannity this week?
Yeah, he did. So, I don't recall the exact details, but there was a shot that Trump. You know, Hannity's going to have to be careful with his friendship with Trump because Trump is going to turn. Is Trump to turn on people?
Right.
When they no longer totally.
And I still question. Yeah, I still question the relevancy of Trump. I think even the news media loves to dump on him. Certain talk show hosts want to deify him. I just think that he's almost irrelevant. That's just for maybe it's my. Point of view, but I find
it's a good question.
To the DJV program. Go ahead.
You bring up a good question as to the relevance of Trump. I wonder about that. I do know he's relevant in the conversation.
Yeah.
I do know he has a tremendous base. I don't know whether it's a big enough base to elect him president again. Of course, a lot of that has to do with who runs against him, which is uncertain. But I'm not sure what's going on behind the scenes in terms of other ambitious politicians within the GOP who perhaps are not thrilled at the thought of him remaining somebody clogging up the next opportunity.
Don't you think there's an exhaustion factor to this? With almost any story, with whatever is going on, whether it's the news talk conversations on the air or the reality of people experiencing these things in their lives, it's like COVID. There's an exhaustion factor to it. And whether, you know, people are just saying, I'm so sick of this, and I get shots every week. I mean, not booster shots, but shots from people. Stop talking about this. There's nothing new. There's nothing to be learned. There's nothing to be gained. Let's move on. What else do you? Don't you have something else like another bad news like the inflation rate?
The art of broadcasting is to mix and match it in such a way that you deal with the relevant stuff, but that you don't exhaust it. We used to do the same thing in music radio. You want to play the number one song. You want to play the hits. The art was the rotation and how you do it. But I don't think that one should stop talking about the issues that are of importance and relevance simply because we're tired of them. We should stop talking about the frivolous issues or the ones that are, you know, not to say that Prince Andrew is not important. You know, sexual assault on a 17-year-old is important. But it's not as important as people dying in hospitals, war, you know, attacks on the Capitol. You know, there's different things going on, and this is one of the things that we do in terms of maintaining this research, if you want to call it, or observation that we do, is we try to sort it all out and figure out what are the long-term stories, the short-term stories, what's in, what's out, but underneath it all, what's really important, and to not talk about COVID-19 because we're sick of it is sticking your head in the sand.
It's taking a different approach. Let me tell you, not to pat myself on the back or beat my chest, argue you're such a fantastic host, but the approach I took to COVID this week was asking people to go to the food store and look and see what's there. Audit whether you have the food that you want, whether you have to settle for something that you don't really want. How has your food culture changed in the past year or two? Are you eating more processed food because it's the only thing that's available? Are you looking harder for food, et cetera, et cetera? I think that's one of the important stories, what you're eating and how it's been affected by COVID. I think that was a very important overview as to people understanding the impact that this thing has had on our lives. I also took a look at the cars and what's available and what people are paying because of the shortage of chips that came about directly as a result of COVID. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of cars and trucks sitting in lots and all around Detroit, other areas where there are factories waiting for the chips so they can be shipped out. In the meantime, I told a story about a fellow who was buying a new Ford F-350 that normally would sell for $80,000. The dealer had put a price tag of $137,000 on the truck, and he had somebody negotiating with him to buy it. And that's a direct result of not having enough trucks around, and COVID is the result, is the reason for that. So does that become a relative of those good conversations? They play into
they are. COVID. You know, I mean, you're not the only one who does that.
I mean, no, I know I'm not. No, I'm just giving you an example.
But, no, you're very creative, and you also tend to focus on the human connection, the human element, human interest aspects. That's the word I was looking for, human interest aspects of the major news. I mean, there's a word called lifestyles. That's a word I've never liked, but we understand what it
kind
means.
Kind of okay, it's a yucky, lucky,
lifestyle.
Well, I have my lifestyles
of the rich and famous. Remember that show? Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous? Remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Was it called Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous? Yeah.
I think it was, yeah.
Yes,
right.
But people always respect that.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk about the January 6th anniversary and its role in our discussions this week as we continue. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. A quick reminder about the beginning of the year, losing weight, all kinds of support. Hey, you got to turn on the radio and the television. You can't wait more than 4 minutes to see an ad for this Planet Hollywood or Planet Fitness or whatever whatever it is. Shatner's doing an ad for Planet Fitness, which was hysterical, even though it was kind of short. Maybe you saw that this week, Michael. But anyway, the focus is on losing weight. And then after that, how do you keep it off? That's where Calitrin comes in. It supports your late weight loss program and helps you keep the weight off once you've done the work. So check out all of the different ways that you can buy the product, how much you can get, and what you'll pay for it at toploss.com. And then when you check out, use the DJV code. You won't have to pay for shipping, and you'll get great discounts. That's DJV code, toploss.com for Calitrin.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Deep breath.
Life's virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
Blank calendar. Sorry. Back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, exercise.
You know, the right gear makes all the difference.
Sure does. Which is why I went to Kohl's and got an Adidas hoodie for my husband, Nike sneakers for my son, and some Tech Gear leggings for myself.
Is shopping your cardio?
More like my motivation. Did I mention I got an extra 20% off and earned Kohl's cash?
Ooh, BRB, running to Kohl's.
Select styles, Adidas and Nike.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the information that Talkers publishes every week at Talkers.com on the charts, the top stories, the top people, and the top stories, COVID. I see the Star Trek series. I know you're a fan of Star Trek. They have stopped shooting because most of the cast and crew has tested positive for COVID. It just takes its toll. Just go across whatever part of life you want to look at. Look at all the doctors now that, or at least staffs that are sick with it. You have a story at home with your family. You've got a real problem. Right.
Well,
with your...
The Star Trek situation. I would think by the year 20, the 24th century, rather, they would have cured it.
Care of.
Yeah.
Yes. So. But as far as you being under the circumstances, father of a son who is the father of a son.
Well, first of all, you know, I'm not here to talk about you know, my woes, but
no, it isn't woes. It's just something that's real.
Mm-hmm.
And it affects how businesses are run, for sure, how families react. Or you were asking me about going to California. When I go out there, I take a home test. My grandson, the new grandson, is less than 8 weeks old. They have no immune system whatsoever. I haven't had, well, I don't know. You and I were talking about the air. We don't know whether we've had it or we haven't had it. I don't think I've had it. You haven't really, but you know, there are all kinds of signs. I had sniffles about a month ago. I had my test, and it showed negative, but, you know, the tests aren't always that great either. I haven't been waylaid by anything, but certainly, you know, depending on one's status, the immune system, if you had it, you could probably fight it off, but that doesn't mean you haven't had it.
We don't even know what it is. We deal with these major categories. But when you talk to people and you get into the nitty-gritty, a lot of people have been walking around with symptoms that don't pick up as positive. But a lot of people have runny noses, sore throats, congestion, foggy headedness. You know, a lot of little symptoms that are part of the picture of COVID. But you know, for whatever reason, it doesn't test positive, or they haven't tested. So A number of doctors I've talked to say that, you know, it's more widespread in a watered down version than we realize.
Yeah.
They don't really understand these things, you know.
Well, they can talk a good game, but
I don't think that people should blame the medical establishment as much as they do. People are looking for easy answers. For
blame the Chinese government; they're the ones where this all started.
Well, I mean, that's a whole other angle on it. Mm-hmm. But I'm simply saying is that even when you have something that's an understood illness, you know, you're having surgery or to have surgery or to not have surgery, how much drugs to take, all of the different medical things that we deal with, it's all uncertain. You know, that's why the old thing, get a second opinion, get a third opinion.
Yes.
Doctors don't agree with each other on appendicitis, mm-hmm. Having your tonsils out. So when you get something like this, that's an international global pandemic, obviously, there are going to be different levels of therapy and testing and vaccines. We shouldn't expect the medical establishment to have all the answers immediately and have a unified voice. That's the point.
It's certainly imperfect in terms of, you know, you get three or four different organizations, the FDA, the National Institute of Health, the CDC, and they all disagree. They all tell you something different. So you got to do your own stuff. I see that James Corden has it. I see Hoda Kotb has it. A lot of football players have it. It's just, it is, you know, it's not shocking to see it around. Just be nice when it just kind of goes bye-bye. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to have someone else say it. Because for some reason, when a random person talks about how great something is in a commercial, it's more believable.
I saved with a Progressive Home and Auto Bundle.
And there you have it. I mean, I'm not sure why she's more believable than me, but either way, you get the point about the saving. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet. With up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spa needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deirdre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette
party. Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Your local Staples store can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 25% off custom printed labels, postcards, flyers, brochures, and more when you spend $60 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas, Alabama, and several other states cannot proceed with their lawsuits over the Biden administration's decision to revoke a permit for the now-canceled Keystone XL pipeline project, a Texas federal court ruled Thursday. XL worker Chris Olson on Fox Business when he lost his job.
A guy that runs, you know, heavy equipment when they're, you know, for building pipelines, how's he going to get a job in solar?
Judge Jeffrey V. Brown said the court takes the TC Energy at its word that Keystone XL is dead. Because it's dead, any ruling on whether Biden had the authority to revoke the permit would be advisory. End quote. The next time we elect a president, Republicans are ramping up their search for a host city for the party's 2024 national convention, narrowing the list to four cities. The cities in contention are Milwaukee, Nashville, Pittsburgh, and Salt Lake City. A decision is expected in the spring. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Speaking to a reporter at an event in Jacksonville, Florida this week, Governor Ron DeSantis, Republican, clashed with a reporter over monoclonal COVID-19 statistics.
The cities have been states that have been very resistant to vaccines and masks.
That's not true. First of all, that's not true. Florida, over the summer and today, has had higher vaccination rate than the U.S. as a whole. That's just the fact. We've had the highest in the Southeast for pretty much the whole time. We have over 90% of our elderly population. The fact of the matter is, the vast majority of people who get monoclonal treatments have been vaccinated. I know that doesn't fit the narrative. Go down and look at the Miami-Dade site. They actually put it out every day. How many people got treatments? How many were vaxxed versus not vaxxed? And it's always 2, 3, 4 to 1 vaxxed to unvaxxed. So that's just the reality. And so to use the vaccine as a reason to deny treatment or our policies regarding, and let's be honest, you know, they wanted mandatory vaccinations. That's what they were pushing for. Passports to where you can't go into a restaurant. I mean, a 5-year-old kid can't go someplace because he hasn't done this. You know, the clinical trial for 5 to 11-year-olds for Pfizer found no severe COVID outcomes for either the vaccine arm or the control arm. Nobody got severe COVID in that clinical trial.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. Were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Returning now to our focus on the world of News Talk Radio. You can find the lists, by the way, from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, or we have them listed as well at djvshow.com. The relevance of CES this week to COVID and how, I mean, we could probably spend the whole program looking at how COVID has influenced. We've taken a couple of different approaches just to discuss how you can take one thing and move it in a dozen different directions. But CES, our friend Holland Cook was there this week talking about what was going on. I talked to a fellow from the automotive industry as well as to the impact of all this new technology on new cars and that sort of thing. And that's sort of people get excited about that sort of thing. You and I are not that technical, are we? We're not techies.
I don't know. I certainly prefer not to go with all the bells and whistles for everything, but I do. I can't say I'm not technical because look at the business that we're in.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So compared to some of
good
our
point, I suppose
our
yeah.
friends.
Yeah. Right. You know? Yeah. We have to have some. We have some connection to.
Right.
The ritual is necessary to make all this
right.
work.
Right. That's a relative statement.
Yes.
So.
Right. All right.
But I've never been one for the bells and whistles that are not necessary in any kind of equipment because there are things that break down and who needs them?
Exactly. We do. All right. Number two this week on our countdown list is the January 6th anniversary, the continuing investigation. I noticed that Emily Hernandez, who's 22 years old, is facing a couple of charges related to driving while intoxicated and causing a crash that resulted in the death of a woman that was holding a Pelosi sign as a rioter. I mean, this again, here we go, off on a tangent with somebody else who's involved in this thing, an ancillary story. They're everywhere. Yesterday, or this past week, actually, there have been a couple of things happening the last couple of days. When the January 6th moment of silence took place, the only two Republicans in the House chamber were Dick Cheney and his daughter Liz. I've never been a big fan of Dick Cheney, but in this circumstance, it's very interesting how he is paying attention to his daughter and the movement. He might have been earlier on connected, or you'd have thought he was more connected to Trump and that stuff, but his daughter is really taking an independent stand. What are people saying? Is it predictable because of some of the hosts and their point of view how she's being handled?
Well, she is going against the partisanship of the conservative movement as opposed to being a conservative. Democrats and liberals should not take the idea that she's a liberal or that she's a Democrat. Liz Cheney is definitely a conservative. And her father is a conservative. It's just there are different views on conservatism than Trumpism. And and that's the issue.
It's like in religion, Protestantism at first was just a protest to the Catholic Church. And then it became the Baptists, it became the Congregationalists, it became the Lutherans, it became the Methodists, it became the Baptists. Mm-hmm. And so it all splits down. And maybe the same can be said for Joe Manchin, in a manner of speaking. He's not the Democrat. He's not a real Democrat. Because he doesn't go along for the ride. And it does show you how hard it is to be an independent thinker. But Manchin is making a career move here that makes a lot of people think he's running for president.
Well, he might be.
Maybe he is.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of people are running for president whose name is not Trump and whose name is not Biden. And it's interesting to watch very carefully how they make their moves because it is politically unwise at this point. You're certainly going to face a lot of heat from your own party if you make a move against Trump or you make a move against Biden at this point. So everybody walks on eggshells, but the fact of the matter is there are a lot of daggers underneath those cloaks waiting to be thrust. And it
sounds so romantic, Michael.
You know, civil wars are very bloody, and primaries can be, and inter-party politics can be brutal, and politics makes strange bedfellows. Let us not forget that George H.W. Bush, when he was running for the nomination against Ronald Reagan, he said that Ronald Reagan practiced voodoo economics.
Right. Vice President.
Look at the harsh words that Kamala Harris had for Joe Biden during...
Outrageous.
I mean, he was, I'm not even going to say it. It's just terrible. So you got to. How about Ted Cruz calling Donald Trump a psychopathic narcissist?
Which he is, but.
but my position. I guess I've been able to maintain my job for so many decades in this business of controversy and opinions by trying to just stay above that type of low-level, stinking, disingenuous, partisan bigotry and lies. It's awful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and people buy into it. Let them, you know, I guess that's what makes the world go around. But I don't buy into it.
Number five this week, the winter weather. You're in western Massachusetts. I'm in eastern Massachusetts. We got about 6 inches of snow here. But the newscasters are calling it the first bomb cyclone of the year because a lot of the country east of the Mississippi, like Nashville, has 4 inches of snow. They don't know what to do with it. The weather's very cold and windy. And so here we have 14 inches of snow in Buffalo. And I don't know. I mean, when we were kids, 14 inches of snow is nothing, right?
Yeah. Well, and we were shorter.
So it seems but there was more there, yes.
In my opinion, in my meteorological prognosticatory opinion, this is the worst storm of the year so far.
Yeah. Well, so
I'm kidding.
So far it is, but you know,
every storm. The point I'm making is every storm is the storm of the century. Yep. How many storms of the century have we been through over the past 30 years? It started about 35, 40 years ago. The hyperbole that surrounds the weather, and even though I believe there's climate change. I mean, only because I know the history of the Earth. As much as we know it, the Earth changes. And I do know that carbon emissions can increase the greenhouse effect. But that being said, every weather event now, every fire, everything that happens is indicative of climate change. And that's where a truth becomes a lie, when you add politics to it. And you just go on these basic assumptions without taking each situation individually and examining it with honesty.
It really is. It is amazing the twists and turns and how life is. My son and I were talking about this last week, how life has changed so dramatically for all of us. You look around now, I don't recognize even the town that I grew up in and still live in. It's a whole different world here. And I think a lot of people around the country are finding that to be the case as well. It's just changing. And speaking of that, number three this week on our story list is a focus on the economy. Mortgage rates now are their highest since the pandemic began in 2020. Fixed mortgage rates are following the Treasury yields. The Fed this week said they expected inflation to last through the end of the year. I don't know. Inflation, in my mind, I'm going to see what your rendering of this is usually 2%, maybe 3%. It's 6.5% at the moment. And when I went in the bank this week to do some business, I couldn't get in because the lobby was locked. And so I said to the lady who's in charge of the branch, what's going on? She says, people are quitting. COVID, we're paying $23, $24 an hour for tellers. Last year, this time, we were paying $15, $16 an hour for tellers, and we can't find them. So this is really, I keep asking this question. People give me baloney answers. Where are the 8 million people go who were in the workforce before COVID and aren't in it now? That's how many holes there are. If you look at the stats, supposedly, there are 8 million jobs that are unfilled. But where'd they go?
A lot of them are retired. A large percentage of the people who are quitting are over 55. A lot of them are going for early retirement because they're saying this just ain't worth it anymore. Mm-hmm. And one of the things fueling that is the fact that the inflation and the increase in value in homes as the real estate market has heated up has given a number of people over 55 a sense of security that they have more money than they thought they did. That is the factual answer to a question that most people go around. What's causing it? That's what's causing it. A lot of older people are opting out. The rest of them are, a lot of them are crummy jobs that nobody wants. And are taking advantage of the fact that they can get away with staying at home for a while.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a strange situation for sure. Strange reality. We continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show in a moment.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it Cashback Match. Now to recap and say cashback one more time. We match all the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, exercise.
You know, the right gear makes all the difference.
Sure does. Which is why I went to Kohl's and got an Adidas hoodie for my husband, Nike sneakers for my son, and some tech gear leggings for myself.
Is shopping your cardio?
More like my motivation. Did I mention I got an extra 20% off and earn Kohl's cash?
Ooh, BRB, running to Kohl's.
Select styles, Adidas and Nike coupons do not apply. 20% off runs January 9th. Some exclusions apply. See storerequest.com for details.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too, but we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
All right, so Michael, we have a minute or so left here in the countdown. The inflation business, how does that, what does it do? How far does it go? What do you think?
And I don't think it's going to go very far. I think it's going to turn around. I think that the economy, believe it or not, still is strong. We have a lot of conflicting things that are causing problems. The inflation is due to, of course, the Fed printing money that doesn't have wealth behind it. That's always an issue, but that can be controlled, and it will be. Interest rates coming up, mortgage rates coming up, that certainly will control inflation. And eventually the supply chain will be rectified, and that will decrease the shortages in products. That's also causing rates to rise. The situation of this inflation is very different based on those basic facts I just said, than the inflation we had through the 70s.
You know what we should talk about on the countdown? This should be something we really aim for. The popularity of pizza these days. And it's a $54 billion business. How about that? Just as a distraction.
My favorite subject.
I guess it is 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You may or may not recognize this theme. It comes from one of the best action flicks of the decade in which it was released, starring there were a number of stars, big stars in The Rock, Chucker, not the least of which was Sean Connery, Nicolas Cage, Ed Harris. Yep. And there were a lot of great character actors.
David Morse, yeah, he's really good.
He's very good.
I do agree with you. I think The Rock, along with Die Hard, two of the greatest action movies ever produced. That was a great. And what a pairing of Nick Cage, whose birthday is today, 58 years old. Nicolas Cage, born January 7, 1964, 58 years old, 109 acting credits. It feels like 1,009. I mean, here's a guy who's made some really terrific movies. Face Off, that was a great movie. The Rock, Con Air. Leaving Las Vegas, he won an Oscar for Best Actor. Honeymoon in Vegas was a big hit. Family Man, the nice Christmas movie.
I saw him promoting something. There's something new coming out that looks
he's playing the Tiger King in a movie. That HBO reality show. He's playing the real life character in the film. But I don't know the whole story. He evidently, like 15 years ago, had a tax issue and started churning out lower budget movies, and now he primarily cranks out like 10 a year that wind up on the Walmart shelf. It's very interesting. Bruce Willis has now gone that route. John Cusack, handful of actors. It's very interesting model. But I'm a big fan. I think he's a really good talent, and he's the nephew of Francis Ford Coppola.
Yep, very interesting. That's why he changed his name, in fact. So speaking of The Rock, did you see how Dwayne Johnson is coming to Sesame Street to have a smackdown with a cookie?
Oh, no, I didn't know.
He's going to have a smackdown. He's going to have an eating, a cookie eating contest with a Cookie Monster. That was the fabulous.
He knows how to hit all the right notes.
He certainly does. And I think he hit the right note when he said he was leaving the Fast and Furious franchise. I think that people would have thought him disingenuous because of all the things he was saying about, he was upset.
Diesel. I guess, listen, I always thought that was just a silly publicity ploy, but
no.
I guess not. I guess it is real.
No. Yeah.
I think the story goes, I think he had issues because Vin Diesel evidently was, I think you pointed this out.
Always late.
Late, and probably an egomaniac, and who knows how he treated some of the, the crew members. I don't know the story, but evidently The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, does not want to work with him.
Peter Bogdanovich, one of the most controversial directors because of his lifestyle. He did classics like The Last Picture Show, Paper Moon, has died.
Paper Moon. He was an interesting voice and certainly knew a lot about film. You know, Paper Moon, Tatum O'Neill, who starred with a father, Ryan O'Neill, in that film, really one of the tremendous child talents of all time. Then she went on to do The Bad News Bears a couple years later. Tatum O'Neill was a tremendously talented child actor. She won an Oscar for that film. He also directed a movie called The Mask with Cher that was really good. And Sam Elliott was in that movie in the, I think it was the late 80s or 90s, right around that period. Also, What's Up, Doc? With Barbara Streisand.
There's a guy who's survived well, Sam Elliott. Look at him. He's all over this new version.
Still going strong,
Yellowstone, and he's close to 80. I think he's 80. Is he 80 years?
77, I think. I think he's 77. Yeah.
Yeah. So good for him. It shows that there's a, that if you keep yourself in shape, keep yourself active, keep yourself relevant, there is certainly going to be demand.
Listen, if you're a casting director, there's certain niches that certain people have, and he has. Look at a movie like Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, his casting in that movie has made that movie stand the test of time. It's a very popular film, Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze, and not only is Patrick Swayze really good in it, and it is a B movie, but it works extremely well. But Sam Elliott is a tremendous supporting character.
So the $5.99, or is it the $3.99? What the heck is that?
$3.55. The $3.55.
That's out this week.
It's a spy thriller with Jessica Chastain. I'm a big fan. She also produced Penelope Cruz. Getting good reviews. Will it radiate at the box office? I hope it does to a point. Let's see. It is January, first week back after the holidays. Never a tough sledding in terms of people going or running back to the movies, especially in this environment. I watched a trailer to Roland Emmerich's new movie, Moonfall, yesterday. They released it. It's a disaster film. He's the director of Independence Day in 2020 or 2012. Halle Berry.
How's that?
Patrick Wilson. It looks awful. I hate saying that. It just looks awful and silly, and the special effects are so bombastic. He follows the Irwin Allen trend of just bigger is not always necessarily better as you go on in your career.
Well, a couple of movies to check out this weekend, though. We'll see how they fare on Monday when Chucker is back with box office totals. 59 past the hour on the DJ.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.